The first wave of Democratic voters will soon be making their choice for who they think should be the presidential nominee for the party. Nevada is the first state in our region to make its choice. It's also the most diverse. As Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, the Silver State could be more of a bellwether of things to come than the other early voting states.
Yesenia Moya is a field organizer for the Nevada Democratic Party. Nevada is a caucus state, so she's holding a training in Las Vegas for more than two dozen people who want to know how the process works. It differs pretty significantly from primaries.
And caucuses are really meant to be community meetings where we can literally meet up and talk about the party, and it filters through the delegates all the way up to the national convention.
Nevada is third in line to cast votes for the Democratic nominee for president, after Iowa and New Hampshire. But as Moya emphasizes,
we are the first diverse state. We are a blueprint for what the rest of the United States looks like.
She's got a point. According to the census, one-third of Nevada's population is non-white, and 28% is Hispanic or Latino. In contrast, Iowa and New Hampshire's non-white populations are under 10%. Speaking at a state Democratic Party convention, Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto says diversity is her state's and the nation's strength.
Nevada is literally a microcosm of the rest of the states from the diversity that we have here.
Cortez Masto was elected in 2016 to fill the seat left by former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Reid recently made headlines of his own for saying Iowa and New Hampshire shouldn't be the first states to vote because, quote, those states are not representative of our country anymore, end quote. Cortez Masto says that's why it's important for presidential candidates to visit her state.
Truly, if you can win Nevada and you have a message that resonates in Nevada, then you're going to succeed in the rest of the states.
And the West is really the new battleground.
That's Rebecca Lamb. She's a political strategist and former aide to Senator Reid. She's also in town for the Democratic convention. She says if nominees want to win, they should look at the voter trends right here.
When you look at the states on Super Tuesday, places like Texas and Colorado and California, they are much more reflective of a state like Nevada than any of the other early window states.
Lamb says beyond the ethnic diversity, Nevada is also seeing increased urbanization. And she says that is tilting the whole region blue.
And there's been a tremendous amount of growth over the last decade in the Mountain West. And I think that you've seen the West really turn to support Democrats, Colorado, Nevada, now Arizona. And I think eventually, while it's not part of the Mountain West, it's very reflective of some of these states. Eventually, we'll see Texas.
Speaking to reporters at the convention, presidential nominee and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he's already seeing this trajectory.
We've got two Democratic senators now from Nevada. We've got two Democratic senators from New Mexico. And I believe in this election, we're going to get two Democratic senators from Arizona and two from Colorado, which is really exciting because I think in many ways we represent the future of the party out here.
Bennett says that for any campaign to win the White House, they've got to spend some time out here.
It's really important for us to have a Western perspective in this race if we're going to win these purple states.
After early voting, the first two states to vote in our region are Colorado and Utah. They both vote on Super Tuesday. Jeff Merchant is the chair of the Utah Democratic Party. He says Utah is still a pretty conservative state, but he's confident in the long-term prospect of flipping the state blue. That hasn't happened since Lyndon Johnson.
We're uniquely positioned to start making that shift to being more like a place like Nevada, more like a place like Arizona, but we're not quite there yet.
Merchant says politically, Utah is pretty much right in the middle, between redder states like Idaho and Wyoming and bluer states like Nevada and Colorado. As demographics and populations change in his state, he says he's watching what happens here because it may show him a path forward.
Nevadans and Utahns have a lot in common, and I think that while there are some significant differences between our states, that what Nevada is going to be doing is important to all of the states here in the Western United States.
Right now, Nevada Democrats are leaning towards former Vice President Joe Biden. 3 years ago, they chose Hillary Clinton as their nominee, and Republicans chose Donald Trump, meaning unlike the popular slogan, what happens in Nevada may not stay here after all. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.